Back now with Day to Day, I'm Noah Adams. Some bright spots in the economy have stopped a dismal week-long slide in the stock market, at least for the time being. Companies have been reporting strong profits, and the chairman of the Federal Reserve Board told Congress he thinks inflation is under control. Joining us is Marketplace's John Dimsdale. John, what are companies saying about their financial performance in general?
Well, we're in the middle of what we call earnings seasons, companies reporting their finances for the second quarter of the year. Apple Computer had a gangbuster quarter, a 48% sales increase over last year, which means those iPods and Mac computers are just flying off the shelves. Motorola had a good quarter with its fancy Razr cell phones. In fact, their report was so good that some think Motorola, which is the second biggest maker of cell phones, could surpass number one Nokia by next year. And airlines are turning around. Southwest and American Airlines had great quarters. Continental reported today that its income almost doubled, which beat all the predictions.
Some companies got to be going the other way, though.
Yeah, you're right. Ford took a big hit. It stuck with those gas-guzzling trucks and SUVs. Yahoo stock really hit the skids after the company announced a delay in this new advertising technology for its search screens. Yahoo was supposed to have the improvement by the fall, but it's not going to have it until next year. So investors pulled their money out and handing Yahoo its largest one-day stock price drop in its history.
Now, tell us about Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke. Some things he said have had a great deal of effect on the stock market so far.
That's right. This new chairman has had a bit of trouble finding his footing. He's been sending conflicting signals about just how the Federal Reserve views inflation and sending the stock market sometimes on a roller coaster ride. That ride was way up yesterday after he told senators he's less worried about inflation. And he repeated those comments today to the House Financial Services Committee.
With appropriate monetary policy and in the absence of significant unforeseen developments, the economy should continue to expand at a solid and sustainable pace, and core inflation should decline from its recent level over the medium term.
It's that kind of language that makes Wall Street think the Fed may finally be finished with its two-year-long hike of short-term interest rates.
So we can track this, John, and keep figuring out what's going to happen. When is the next Fed meeting to set interest rates?
On August 8th, the Fed has raised rates one notch at each of its last 17 meetings. The interest rate on short-term bank loans is now at 5.25%. The question on Wall Street is, will it go up again to 5.5%? Before Bernanke's two visits to Capitol Hill this week, the thinking was probably yes, but now the perception is maybe not. Coming up later today on Marketplace, we'll find out what romance novels have to say about the status of women in America today.
John Dimsdale of Public Radio's daily business program, Marketplace. It is produced by American Public Media.